The name of my story this morning is Salt and Smiles. "I reckon these fries need a little more salt," said Uncle Floyd. "Could you please pass the salt?" But Francis did not respond. He was like off in his own world, not paying attention. "Francis," shouted Gator, "pay attention and pass the salt." "That was kind of mean," said Barabbas to Gator. But finally, Francis did pass the salt. Uncle Floyd raised his eyebrows at the bad humor happening at the table. It had been building all afternoon. And then he went to sprinkle some salt on his fries. But guess what happened? The top of the shaker came off, and all the salt from the whole shaker went out on his fries. It was like a ton of salt. There was a moment of stony silence. But then someone, I think it was Francis, had one of those kind of like a pig snort eruption. You know, when they sound like, like that. It happens when you suddenly think something is so funny, but it's not a good time to laugh, but the laugh starts to come out anyway. And then Gator began to snicker, and then Barabbas began to giggle, and pretty soon Uncle Floyd was out in an outright laugh. And then they all started laughing. And, you know, it just made things better because they had been kind of tense. Uncle Floyd cleaned up his fries the best he could, and even though they were a little more salty than usual, the whole thing was much better. Laughter and salt are kind of alike. The fries definitely needed some salt, but the whole salt shaker was obviously way too much salt. And then the bad humor at the table was obviously, you know, it needed to have some good humor sprinkled in. But if Francis and Barabbas and Gator had laughed too much, it would have been like they were making fun of Uncle Floyd. And that would not be funny. Just the right measure of laughter and smiles can help a situation that might be getting worse, and it might help it be better. The trick is to learn just where that correct measure is. The Bible lesson this morning talks about how this community of Christ, all the believers here, need to remember to be kind to each other, especially when things might be getting worse. So when you see someone needs a smile, you can give them one of yours. They're free. And oftentimes, smiles are just the right measure of kindness. The end.